Daniel, the prophet, who wrote about 600 years before the birth of Jesus, saw a vision of the judgment of the world. According to Daniel, four empires would rise and fall, which happened just as he had seen it in the vision. As we read the book which bears his name, we come to know of God's almighty power, strength, and grace. Following the judgment of the four kingdoms, Daniel records the coming of the Son of Man. I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven there came one like a Son of Man, and he came to the Ancient of Days, as was presented before him. The Son of Man comes with the clouds of heaven, a description which has been used with the appearance of God. Jesus uses this title to identify himself over 80 times, as recorded in the four books of the evangelists. Clearly, this is a reference to the two natures of Christ, true God and true man. This understanding of the Savior as both God and man was dimly glimpsed in Genesis when the serpent was cursed. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, you shall bruise his heel. Jesus, the sinless Son of God, the sinless Son of the Virgin Mary, truly paid the price of our sin by dying on the cross and rising again. Even now he is at the right hand of the Father, awaiting the day and hour on which he will return in glory. May our Lord grant us faith to trust in the sinless Son of Man for our redemption from sin and death. Amen.